Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to From the Ashes podcast.
I was about to say something.
Really? You're going to break the contract already? No.
I was going to introduce us since, you know, I thought I was going to host this episode.
Well, you know, I'm going to do the introduction anyways. I'll let you lead us out because I got some stuff I have to explain. So, guys, today it's a little different. I am in the middle of doing our, well, it's, I would say 24-hour podcast, but it's kind of more like a 19-hour stream. So we're in the middle of doing the Mason stream to raise money for the surgery that he is going to be having on Wednesday. So far, we've actually met the goal. Couple people were like, you should try to go a little further, you know, for aftercare, because I mentioned it first and they're like, well, you should try for it. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. I give that credit to Jules. Basically, I think he was hopped up on pepper medicine, and that's why he was, you know, out of his mind. But so now our goal is 1200 and we're at 1050. So that being said, I want to thank everybody who has given. I don't care if it's been in my stream or if it's been on the Book of Faces or any other social media that I was a part of. But all I'm saying is thank you. With me today is the one that you see over there, and he is munching on something. We've got Zombie. We've got Grim. Oh, a Snickers. Oh, so were you not you, and you needed to become you to do the podcast? But anyways, we got Zombie, otherwise known as Bone Baron, or Z calls him Bone. I'm not gonna. Anyways,
yeah, God, don't.
Yeah, we've got Grim. How you doing, Grim?
Hello,
hello, the Dinosaur Lord. And we have Arson, my co-host, my ride and die, who's been with me, because he wanted to be, not because I forced him to be, throughout most of this stream, minus the first hour and a half, because, you know, I was doing my character sheet for D&D with Zombie. So, and I figured I'd just let him sleep in, and Zombie popped in and said, hey, you want to do this? I was like, absolutely. So anyways, how you doing, Arson?
Yeah, I took that opportunity. I did. I told Grim, I don't know if he told you, but, you can.
You are welcome for that.
"Quote unquote," say it. Just like, yeah, I just took the opportunity to just be lazy.
Well, I mean, you earned it, you know.
And ooh, like, I still lurked in the stream. I knew you were doing it. I just wasn't listening. You know, I'll listen to it later.
Yeah.
I want to be surprised when we do that 2v2 or whatever.
That's true. Well, so if we can get Wolf on board, we could turn it into a 2v3. However, I've got my cast of characters chosen because Raven like insisted on you. So he got first choice. So my first choice is, I'll just say, because regular cast is Grim, and then since the second round, it's going to go back and forth. I get first pick, which is Zombie. So it means you get Wolf, which means we're going to get Thunderwaved, and that's going to suck. But anyways,
I mean, that's nothing new.
Well, that's true. I mean, she does that anyways. But that's not why we're here, guys. We are here because we are going to continue our story. All four of us, we're going to continue the story we started about, what, a month or so ago?
And something like that.
More than that.
But yeah.
Pikachu?
Well, also, you guys are going to be hearing that Pikachu thing, and that means, because I am live on Twitch right now, you're going to be hearing some things that you don't usually hear in the podcast. It's live. Things happen. The only thing I ask is people do not tell me to drink or stand up. That's all I'm asking. If you do, I'll probably ignore it. So love you, but you know, that's the way it goes. Yeah. So anyways, that being said, I'm going to turn this over to Arson because he is going to give us a recap of our adventure so far and our fall from our podcast And now we were living homeless. And, you know, where are we at on that, storyteller?
Man, or foreman? That is a long time ago. You're really asking me to reach back into the recesses of my mind to collect exactly what happened.
Well, I know you take notes.
Yes, we are.
I could tell you the beginning part.
So, go ahead.
Our tale began. Our tale began long ago, back in a very rough spot of the podcast, where in an alternate timeline, our hapless crew was robbed by one of the retired members of the podcast. I think it was Joe.
Sure.
Was it Joe?
It was Joe. And sure.
We'll
say retired.
Joe stole all of our collective funds from our bank accounts. And so everybody is now homeless and poor. So with the remaining pool of money, we have decided to all collectively meet up in Detroit, of all places, to try and get a new start, you know, try and see where things have been going.
Of course.
And so we each took our turns trying to get something situated, while I just sat doing absolutely nothing but narrate, more or less. And zombie started us off extremely strong by getting us some place to live, which is an abandoned warehouse. Grim got our food situation handled by
dumpster
stealing
Chuck E. Cheese.
From dumpster diving and the Chuck E. Cheese chains. I think
and traumatizing miners.
Yeah, no, it was either you jump scared him.
I jump scared him
up or anything. Yeah,
no,
and,
no. I...
Phoenix got both food and the only stable source of income by getting a nice good job at the ever so mysterious apparatus room.
The apparatus room as a dishwasher, because you know.
But then you became top. You became top chef after you gave the previous top chef, head chef, the infamous DLT. And whatever happened there. And then also, Zombie started his own cheese cult. He started out with Ocean. Ocean is actually his right hand man, his right hand cheese.
Yeah, we decided that. That's right.
He has 8 members, I believe, because Grim did a heist for Quilt for some reason.
He borrowed
some of Zombie's cheese cult members, I think 2 of them, and that's why they are now lost. Because they were arrested.
They nobly gave their lives in the name of cheese.
And it was, I don't know, I guess we'll see what comes out of that sacrifice.
Some are in prison, aren't they? Aren't there?
I mean,
they're spreading the good word.
They started the scene,
they're proselytizing in the prison.
Word of mouth. And I'm like just sitting in the middle of the warehouse, like on a chair or something.
It's actually an old school. It's an old school 80s lawn chair. I'm just sitting there,
ever catatonic, ever watching, ever omnipresent. Apparently,
I just occasionally walk by and slap a piece of cheese on him.
to make sure he's alive.
He's got 20 slices of cheese on his forehead.
I feel like with all the time that's passed, I'm just like, my entire head is just covered in cheese.
Like, no. Like, I'm stacking like Jenga, trying to like a tower of cheese, seeing how like high I can get before it falls over.
Well, I still have a pretty decent stack on my head then. But I think that's where we left off. I think last time, though, before we ended it, we discussed that you guys were working on long-term goals.
Yes.
And let me bring that back up for you really quick. So,
Mama's opening my own restaurant, I think. But go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, for you, you were going to start your own chain. You were going to break off from the apparatus room and start your own food chain, whatever that may be. For Zombie, he was going to start Cheese Wizard Incorporated.
Cheese Wizard Incorporated.
And we're going to purchase Cheese Wiz. from Craft.
And then finally, for Grim, he was going to start a quilt mob. Peacefully, if I remember. I don't know how you can necessarily start a mob with being peaceful, but that's how that works.
And this isn't Detroit.
all in Detroit. And so that is where our heroes have been left. Don't know what's happened since then, but we're going to pick up exactly right where we left off. So it's not going to be like a... Unless you guys want to do a time skip, then, you know.
Nah, I think we should... I mean, let's vote on it, but I think we should pick up exactly where we left off.
I don't care.
Time skip or pick up where we left off, Grim?
I'm cool with whatever.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm the deciding vote then, so there you go.
All right, well, we're picking up right where we left off, which is, you know, the last thing that happened was that, you know, Phoenix became the head chef of the apparatus room. So, we're going to start right back up from the top. So, after, you know, the events that have conspired in these past few days with the whole quilt heist and Phoenix becoming the head chef, things are looking up. You know, we've all been just living ordinarily as we can with the stash of quilts, a couple homeless cheese cult members. Ocean is well fed. And of course, you know, Zombie is still keeping an iron grip on everything. So, as we go back there, what is your next move, Zombie? What are you diabolically planning in your head next?
Well, so
you know,
the next move would probably confuse and astound some people as I try to make sure that my cult members are cared for, because I can't just be all no, the cheese demands this and the cheese demands that, you know. I have to care for the cult members, otherwise, you know, they go away and maybe they join the cracker cult, which is, you know, our mortal enemies.
hold on. By the way, did you mention, Arson, that all the cult members are basically homeless people?
Yep, they're all homeless. I mean, there's got to be, like, I imagine normal people won't start joining until we get, like, you know, more than at least 100 members.
Yeah.
Maybe so, maybe Steve Urkel. No, sorry.
Maybe.
So, I try to make sure that, you know, they're clean and at least, you know, improve the quality of life, you know, for the members of the cheese cult. You know, like, hey, let's find a place where we can, you know, take showers and be clean and, you know, better clothes, stuff like that, to where they can walk out in public and assimilate with the masses more easily.
Giggity. I mean, what?
Because, you know, what good is a cult if you can't infiltrate the normals?
Good point.
In plain sight.
Exactly. It's diabolical.
Interesting. So that is your plan, then, infiltration?
Well, I mean, that's kind of one of the end results is, you know, but, you know, to start by a little better quality of life, you know.
All right, well, with your 8 members... And I guess your right hand cheese. You start trying to you know, get them nice and peppered, ready to integrate, quote unquote, with society and listen and maybe even whisper a little bit of cheese wisdom into people's ears that are willing to hear it.
Some cheesedom.
Yep, some cheesedom. And well, I'd say for a first go about it, it has been not that great. You know, they're for the first go around, you know, don't have exactly the fanciest clothes or anything like that. You know, there's the obvious just, you know, people just speed walking by because, you know, some guy's rubbing cheese on his forehead or something. But, you know, we still got, you know, the favor of the homeless, considering that we're basically a glorified homeless shelter now, as long as they, you know, swore fealty to the cheese. Okay. And I would say that we got a pretty good foothold around the general area, and we have recruited, not too much, but we have gotten 3 members, so now we have, you know, a good 11. So we made up from the 2 that we lost, and we got 1 additional member. So now we have a hefty 11. And, you know, I'm just going to put right here also as well that there are great health benefits. You care for the cheese cult, you know? It's not just, yes. It's not just a one-sided...
benevolent cheese wizard.
Okay, hold on. I wouldn't interrupt usually, but I got to interject real quick because there's some stuff happening in my chat that is freaking hilarious. And Chad started it all, okay? If you guys don't know who Chad is, he has been in the podcast many times before, but here we go. I'm going to read this off just to tell you what's going on. So Chad started off by saying, "The truth is, I am really Ritz, leader of the cracker cult." And then Shorty follows up like, "We are all Ritz here, haha." And then Chad goes, "I am here to crumble your plans, cheese wizard." And then Zombie chimes in and says, "Like cheese, I will slice you." And then Shorty's like, "So cheesy." And now Chad's like, "You shall be smashed between our masses." And Zombie,
it's clean.
I asked for that not to happen. Hold on, I need to. So
it's all falling apart, isn't it?
To be fair, Ocean just came in, so those aren't counting right now, Ocean. So I'm actually gonna have to turn off of my alerts to keep that from doing that. But hey, welcome in, brother. But anyways, Zombie finished up by saying, "Like crackers, you will crumble before me," and that gets us up to date, which is freaking hilarious. I've been sitting here cackling through the whole thing while you guys are talking.
I know, I've been watching.
Like, it's so funny. But hey, Chad, I love you too, brother. And hi, Pineapple. My oldest daughter is in the stream, guys. And remember, just so you guys know, we are currently doing our podcast for the podcast on Monday. So just sit back and enjoy. I actually just turned off the alerts because that was really loud, and I can't have that bleed through too much on the other side. People are going to be like, having us on our radio. Well, my sister's going to have us on her radio and be like, "Oh my gosh." So, but anyways, on that note, let's get back to story time.
Where was I? Oh, right. But yeah, you got new members now. Okay. You know, got your health benefits. I'd say it's going pretty strong. After we get more funds, which, I mean, we quote-unquote borrow from Phoenix's wallet, I'd say we could get definitely some better-fitting clothes, and, you know, that could start working out a lot more, you know, through the word of mouth and everything.
Yeah.
You're at least wrapping also, and quilts.
I'd also make an effort to go visit the 2 that... we're incarcerated.
I was going to say there's something happening there. There's something. Because
the cheese wizard does not forget those
no cheese slice left behind.
Exactly. No slice left behind.
He's like, "What's up, home slice?"
But with that said, we're going to move on to our resident dumpster diver, Rim. What's going on with you? Last we left off, yes, your long-term goal was to establish the quilt mob, but as of now, your last achieved goal was the quilt heist, and you have acquired your 30 quilts. So what is your next plan? What's your step?
So naturally, after seeing some of Zombie's boys get caught by the fuzz,
Hold on, was it the fuzz off your quilts? Sorry.
Yeah, they skimmed the fuzz off my quilts and they took that name.
Okay.
I want to put some of Zombie's guys in, you know, the normal dumpster diving duties, right? But I personally am going to try and
thinking long and hard.
Yep. All right, I want to go to jail.
Interesting choice. All right, but before we do that, Zombie, yes. How many cheese cult members are you willing to split to cover for Grimm's dumpster diving duties?
So I will actually leave it up to them because, you know, the cheese cult can't be just a strict, you know, monarchy, cheeseocracy. You know, we are all the pack of cheese.
We're all one.
We are all cheese in the package.
Cheesy.
So I would let them make that call. Whoever wishes to help out the newly forming quilt mafia may do so with the blessing of the cheese wizard.
Interesting. All right, well, I'd say, since there's only one Chuck E. Cheese mascot helmet, did you forget about that? Yeah, that existed.
Yeah.
They will take shifts one at a time. So one shall go in and, you know, dumpster dive as always in the Chuck E. Cheese, trash, you know.
It's like the Dread Pirate Roberts. Yep.
Mask on, going in, getting that delicious cheese pizza that they threw out, and making out like a bandit in the night. And, well, I'd say that they also took that opportunity to take more discarded, or, you know, if they're just out there and easy to grab, Chuck E. Cheese, you know, mascot helmets or masks that have been discarded. And so now, I'd say at that point, now there can be up to four members going out dumpster diving. So our food situation is tight now. We're good. We don't have to worry about starving anymore. And also that whole legend and conspiracy of the Chuck E. Cheese bandits has grown quite significantly ever since Grimm startled a young lad in one of his cheese diving incidents. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're definitely good in that food situation. As for you, Grimm, going to jail, as one of the boys would say when you're locked up in the clink, what are you in for?
So I am gonna say that I am an accomplice to the Chuck E. Cheese bandits. However, I do not know their location. All right.
Is that an arrestable offense though? I don't know if they can arrest.
Okay, if that doesn't work, I want to punch the cop in the face. Is that better?
No. Quilt flasher.
No, come on, no.
He's just wearing nothing but a quilt. I'm like, I mean, it is appropriate. It's not like we're going too far down the rabbit hole, but
like hell.
That hey, language.
Oh, no. We're doing this again. All right. You said fap. All right. If you can say that, I can say hell.
I don't know. Unlike his cheese cult, this is not a democracy.
Ooh.
Anyway. Is it a
don't is bring it a cheese cult into this?
Is it a dictatorship and you're the D?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Notice how I came close.
Yeah. It's a cheese tatership.
Yes. Unlike the cheese cult, this is a cheese tatership.
All right. Anyways, I still think that'd be hilarious if he went to jail for flashing. He flashed a cop with the quilt.
Can I just attempt to strangle the cop if he does?
Anyways, I'm going to take it from here. The second you step outside, the officer just looks at you, and in typical Detroit fashion, he just beats you up and sends you to jail.
Wow, real authentic.
All right. I could be worse. I'm going to just throw RoboCop in there. He's somewhere.
What about Axel Foley, too?
He's not in the story just yet, but spoiler alert, he's there somewhere. But anyways, you are now in jail. And, well, I mean, you know, they threw you in there, and as you can clearly see, the prison has certainly seen better days. But there has been something brewing on the inside, you know? Something that the officers aren't privy to unless they've been paying attention, which, I mean, they don't. And why would they? Just a bunch of crazy inmates. But you, the second you step in, you are hounded on both sides immediately. But, you know, you immediately see the two cheese cult members that have been, you know, arrested due to the quilt heist. And they immediately recognize you. They immediately try and sway you to come to their side, you know, get reacquainted, you know, get the plan going, try and recruit more members on the inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, the enemy to the cheese slices, the Ritz crackers, led by none other than Phenom. They are now the sworn enemies of the cheese cult. Now this has happened on the inside. You know, this hasn't gone full scale. We're not murdering each other in the streets just yet. But ever since these two have been the two cheese cult members have been brought in to justice, you know, they've been trying to spread the word of cheese, and Phenom did not like that at all. You know, he already had a gang here, you know, what was a pretty small gang, but you know, it was his, you know, the Ritz crackers, you know, all delicious. And, you know, when these guys came onto his turf, he could not let that stand. So now it's been a bit of a war, a mini war inside the prison to try and recruit, beat up. And, you know, we don't talk about the showers, but, you know, things have happened in here and you are now in it as well. And that's a terrible shame, but we'll leave it at that. You know, you got quite a lot done though. You know, you got the members, you know, picking up the slack for you while you're in the clink. And, you know, you are now discovering this whole new side of a secret war that's been happening under our noses. And that leaves us back to Phenix. Now, the last time we left you, Phenix, you gave the head chef true sight, and by true sight, I mean just his heart stopped from the amount of bacon that you served in that DLT.
Yep.
And in that high that he had, he gave you position of head chef while he is currently comatose in the hospital. So while you're there, you know, now you're the head chef. You're making mad money. Your long term goal was to, you know, make your very own restaurant chain, but you know that's in the long distant future. What are you doing right now?
Well,
what's your plan?
First and foremost, let me just state that Chad, now it's canon. So you're not Spider-Man. Yep. You're officially Ritz.
You are the Ritz.
Ritz cracker.
So going back to where we left off with me, I'm pretty sure that I said before we left that I ended up renting a house or some sort or something. So
an apartment.
You got your very own apartment in the, I think the apartment room was connected to a hotel, wasn't it?
Or something. Yeah,
like
that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
You got your own room. And actually, I don't know if you allowed it, but I don't know if you allowed the Cheese Cult members and everybody else to, you know, use your shower.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I think that was a throwaway joke that I did. I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure I did say something about like letting them clean up in there, and as long as they clean up after themselves and they don't leave cheese everywhere.
Oh, they love cheese.
They can't leave cheese, man.
They tried to stuff cheese down the drain.
So
something like that.
Yeah. So being at the apparatus room, I have really kicked up, stirred up quite a, you know, a whatever, like from what I think that, you know, when I'm there, I'm literally putting out the best food that I've made in years. You know, I'm doing everything. Yeah, exactly. And of course, nobody orders the DLT, but
everybody orders the DLT. Yeah. Like the infamous peanut butter and jelly burger. It sells out like hotcakes.
Well, it's on the secret menu.
It's funny you mention that, because I also added two menu items that I'm not sure if they're gonna sell well, but it's gonna be the wiener sauce hot dog. And I was gonna say that, yes. Actually, there's three items. The wiener sauce hot dog. Number two is the PB&J burger. And number three is a breakfast menu item that's called toast.
Gummy bear
toast. But other than that, I've been kicking up the rest of, because, you know, I wanted to make it kind of like a heaven, because it's a pretty uppity place. So I kind of wanted to make it a little more accessible for some menu items and stuff. So, you know, I changed a few of the prices. I attempted to, at least. I went to the owners and whatnot, and I was just like, okay. I pitched it that I wanted to change it just a tad, but not want to make it like, you know, a McDonald's or, you know what I mean? I wanted to make it still fancy, but have a few items on there that are, you know, not too bad, and maybe get us noticed a little bit more along with the DLT. And so, you know, I'm cooking up a storm. I'm doing everything I can. I'm literally stepping up my game. I do a lot of studying of things I'm not sure about. You know, I started learning to bake a lot better, but I have not implemented that into the restaurant. So we've got our own people that do that. I'm not doing that. So I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. Other than that, I give them access to my apartment to clean up. I do bring home a lot of cheese for, you know, Zombie to carry on his cheese cult a little bit more. And what else? I'm currently in the process of baking a cake with a file in it and getting one of the cheese cult members to take it to the jail. As long as a Zombie allows it to try to break Grimm out.
A breakout.
I'm trying. Now, whether Zombie approves that or not, I haven't gotten that far, but that's pretty much what I'm doing.
All right. Well, you do your rigorous studying. Now, are all those food items like secret menu items, or are they like, you know, just out there on the menu?
No, they're out there. They're just okay. Out there. You know, they're priced fairly normal. I did get that. Oh, I'm
fairly
still
normal as, yeah, you know, the apparatus room food can be.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on the owners to give me a go ahead. So what did the owners tell you, Arson?
They told you to get locked off. So after your rigorous studying and like all that, and you know you're busting your back, you're breaking your spine here, you're pouring your heart and soul into the apparatus room, the owners take notice, and you know, like most owners, they want their business to thrive, and that's exactly what's been happening ever since these unique dishes hit the menu. And you know, they just give you full authority. Like you are basically the big man.
Is the big cheese of the restaurant?
No, you're not the big cheese. You're not the big cheese that's reserved for the cheese cult and zombie.
Fair.
You are the big man. That is all. Like, you know, you came in, and in the span of only a couple days, already took the head chef's position and brought out these bombastic items for consumption. And you're there, like, word of mouth, man. You're just word is spreading about your delectable meals, and I'd say it's going great. As for you know, that whole break attempt, that depends on if the cheese cult would like to go ahead and partake in a breakout of a prison. Again, like, you know, this is a pretty big thing. It's got to be run through, you know, the big cheese over here first, which, you know, kind of got to see and figure out if zombie would like to partake in crime.
Well, before we get that far, let me just state, I need to make it to where I am not like singled out as an accomplice. I need to keep everything like the way it is, you know. So that's why I'm trying to say, like, we use somebody, not so much a patsy, but someone that we could, like, let's use Ocean. No, I'm just kidding.
The right hand cheese?
No, we couldn't use the right hand cheese. But anyways, I do approach Zombie about this, and you know, so
you gonna dip your toes into crime? Or are you gonna be squeaky clean? Or at least as clean as we can be, I mean.
That's like we are in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd I don't know about a breakout. That's sounds like a good way to get everybody in jail.
I mean, if not, then you'll just have a cake to eat. Just be careful, because the middle is a little too much iron in it.
I think we need a little bit of that in our lives.
So what's your plan again? Run that by me again.
Well, my plan is like, at least try to get Grim out, because, you know, we need him on the outside. And so once you get the go ahead, then we talk to Grim about get a visit with Grim. Of course, I won't be doing the visiting because I can't be tied to it. But talk to Grim and see if he's willing to try to break out, or if we should break out one of the others. Because I feel like he's wanting to stay in jail for a reason. So, you know, I don't want to count that out, you know?
So, I'd be open to it, but it would need to be extremely planned. Couldn't just be something willy-nilly.
Well, we could put it on the Ritz and make them have blame.
You don't know about the Ritz, though.
Oh, I know about the Ritz. I hear talk. No, I'm just kidding.
You're a double agent!
Yeah.
A Ritz conspiracy.
No, what's going on in chat is more interesting right now. And Zombie spearheaded it at first, to be honest.
I did.
do you want to talk about that real quick? Because yeah, we can't ignore chat because this is a live stream.
I'd say I'd go see what character am I playing, sir? I'd go see Grimm in the prison, you know, as someone who got arrested. I'd hear about his unjust, beating and arrest by the Detroit City Police, and go lend my support for this simple man that just wants to make sure that people have blankets,
and dinosaurs. he
just wants to make sure that the homeless are warm. Is that so wrong?
It's not.
To make sure that the homeless people are at least cold, or at least cold.
At least
warm on the cold night in the city of Detroit. And I'd say here is where I would hear about the cracker cult that is forming in the prison. Well, I would want to meet with the leader of the cracker cult, because what is better than cheese and what is better than crackers? Cheese and crackers.
Here we go. A
truly legendary combination. Each one is great on their own and wonderful, but together they are mighty and legendary. A snack that not even the rich escape. Because it is cheese and crackers.
Unless they enter the shower together.
We don't talk about the shower.
Who wants soggy?
That was crackers. That was mentioned before. We don't talk about the shower.
I know, that's why I said it. Oh gosh. Okay, so
by our powers combined, cheese and crackers, or CCI, Cheese Cracker Incorporated, would be a force to be reckoned with. There's nothing we couldn't do.
Except for shower. Sorry.
Except for shower together.
Together. Oh my gosh. Okay. But we don't talk about that.
No, we don't. That's in the bylaws. We don't talk about that.
All right.
Well, I guess you're going to start a cheesy and crumbly union with the Ritz crackers.
Cheese flavored crackers.
That is apparently the plan. All right. Well, I guess I'll take that as Zombie's turn. He wants to start, unionize.
Cracker flavored cheese. Sorry.
Unionize with the Ritz crackers.
Yes.
And that's Ritz crackers with a Z instead of an S at the end of it.
Well, of course.
Gotta have some flair in there.
Hold on, but that's already taken. Ritz is with a Z. Like, the actual Ritz cracker is with a Z.
I know, but they don't spell crackers at the end with, Z. They spell it with S.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, no, it's not, unless you want me to flip it, and then it's like Ritz, and it's actually S, and then crackers, but it's Z at the end.
Well, to be fair, either which way, it's whatever. Chad's character, so he did spell it with a Z, so.
So, with this, zombie visits the prison, he gets in there. And visits his fellow cheesers, and Grimm as well. He's also there for some reason. Really don't know what the plan was, but he's there. And you know, during this, you know, you hear about, you know, the Ritz crackers, and then of course you would of course want to speak with their ever so infamous leader. And so after doing that, you know, you speak for a while, you talk about plans and, you know, the future in the horizon, and that fighting would inevitably be pointless because there's enough of that in Detroit, you know, in terrible, terrible things, people always against each other. With this new union, you could break the mold and truly rise to be something greater together. And with those exchanges, with plans and everything, you have struck in a deal with the Ritz crackers and their leader, you know, Phenom. And you know, with that, you know, fortunately, there is one of their members is on parole. You know, he's ready to get out, you know, start fresh. And luckily he can be, you know, I guess the right hand man as of now, because, you know, everybody else is locked up, you know, can't really do much. And so it is up to you to take him under your wing and, you know, go out there and spread the word that a new dawn is beginning, not just of cheese, but also of crackers.
Indeed. Wouldn't he be the left-hand man because Ocean's the right-hand?
I mean, there's gotta be right-hand men and left-hand men for both the cheese and cracker leaders, respectively.
Exactly. Has to be equal.
Fair enough. And well, equal cheese and crackers.
Ground. It's gotta be equal ground. And so, with that being said, we're back to Grimm, you know, in prison, just kind of, I don't know, playing the harmonica or something. what's your plan on the inside, big man? Not necessarily much you can do in there.
I was about to say, you kind of undermined my entire plan, but I can't this. So, you know, as an official business partner to the cheese cult, now the cheese and crackers cult, I inform, you know, all of the Ritz that you know, I also have a business that is alongside zombies that's a little more daring, a little more risk taking.
Daring?
yeah. We you know, steal from the thrift stores and give to the homeless. We steal the 50-cent quilts and, you know, yeah. So, I'm like Robin Hood, but in jail.
And can't shoot a bow and arrow.
I'll have you know, I took archery in second grade.
Oh, nice. Have you utilized it since?
Yes.
Oh, okay. When's the last time?
2014.
So 11 years ago.
Yep. Still got it.
I still got it, man. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
But yeah, I there's literally nothing else I can think of. Again, you undermined my entire plan. So
what was your plan?
Like the plan was to convince everyone that the cheese cult is the way, and to get to the cheese cult, you have to join the quilt mob, and then we were going to plan a breakout with spoons.
well,
so yeah, again, kind of fully undermined, but is what it is, I guess.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in prison when I thought of this. I apologize.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
It's perfect, actually, that I reworked it so that when you just stepped to that officer, he just threw you in jail after throttling you, because otherwise, you just punching him and then purposefully going to jail yourself would have been, yeah, that would have made it more pointless.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, you go in. Well, you're already in. You know, you go into the other rooms. You know, the recreational place and all that to, like, you know, talk, chit chat up some of the lads. And you know, there are some prisoners that are, you know, on neither side. They're just, you know, on their own, minding their own business, wanting absolutely nothing to do with the Ritz crackers or the cheese cult. I'm just gonna call them the cheese whizzes. and so, you know, they're just kind of, you know, they're eyeballing you, you know. They know you're now associated with both of them because, you know, news spread pretty fast about the union between, you know, the Cheese Whizzes and the Ritz Crackers. And, you know, you're basically like the businessman, you know, also while also having your secret department of, you know, the future quilt mob. And, you know, you go around, you spread your proposition, and, you know, you got some interest, you know, because there are some more daring members in there that, you know, aren't just, you know, content with the status quo. They're loyal, but, you know, they want a little bit more bite to their action, which is respectable, and they could appreciate that you are bringing that opportunity to them. So, you know, you're definitely perking the ear, some of the members. So in terms of like getting your whole little arc started, you've definitely got a solid start. But man, do some of those other members that want nothing to do with anything of what madness is happening in the prison, they're definitely not liking the way you're going around, strutting around like a peacock, just, you know, talking about quilts and stuff. So they're definitely planning something for you, but as for what that is, we're going to have to go back to Phoenix to see what his next plan is, because, you know, that whole... I don't know what's really going on with the whole jailbreak plan. You know, if you want to put more planning into it, or if now you're just going to double back and be like, it's kind of fruitless in the long run, and just kind of, you know, go back to whatever you were doing. But, you know, what is your next plan?
Well, after talking to the Big Cheese about it, and I would say after he comes back, we had a discussion. At least I would think we did. And of course. And I'm thinking that he's backing off, right, of that plan.
Right.
So that being said, I don't fight it at all. I'm like, okay, that's up to you. That's your side. Now, to be fair, I don't look at Zombie. I look at him as an equal because we're all equals to me, like you, myself, Zombie, and Grimm. You know, we're all equals in this. So he's not my Big Cheese, but, you know, I respect him and he knows that. So I respect what he said. So I back off because it's better to not get in trouble with that anyways. Right. So, and if it was to lead back to me, then that would be not kosher. So, you know, that's what I do. I back off. And to be honest, I don't know what else my character could do right now. I've been working crazy, making money. Of course, I give half my funds to the cause, you know. And so, oh my gosh, Floppy. Okay. Anyway, sorry. He messaged something in chat. They're still going at it. Like, seriously. Like, but it's hilarious, but, you know, anyways, so I really want to try to break out onto my own, even though I'm doing so great right now. I want to go forward and see if there's any way possible, that I can eventually possibly buy the apparatus room from the owners to make it my own, so I don't have to worry about losing my job. It's already established business. And, you know, so depending on what they say, I will try to, get a loan. You know, credit's good. So I have never had a problem with that. Well, I mean, I did, but the, you know, it's been fixed since then, for real. But, you know, we're all young and dumb, right? So, and some of us are still dumb, including me. But, you know, anyways, so that's my plan.
You are trying to buy the apparatus room.
I'm either trying to buy it or buy, I don't know if there's any shares in it. I don't think it's a publicly, because it's probably one, you know, restaurant, you know. So I want to try to purchase the apparatus room from the owners.
Well, things are about to take a turn, because while the owners would love nothing more than to, you know, give you the keys, basically, considering this business has truly been booming, unfortunately, that could never come to pass, because they received quite a hefty check from one devious wishmaster in the form of none other than the man who ruined our lives, Joe. He stepped in, he heard of our, you know, he heard the infamous DLT, and of course, where else would he even hear that from? That could only mean one thing, that the opposition, the men whose lives he ruined and stole from, realized that we are making moves and coming back stronger than ever, and has decided to take the initiative, track down where our bread maker is currently, you know, getting his earnings, keeping us afloat, and is swooped in and stolen your purchase opportunity from the owners and bought the apparatus room right in front of you with the most smuggest expression on his face. And so, in a way, he now owns you. You work for the Joe Man, the Wishmaster, we could say, which is what his name is going to be from here on out.
Why would you do this to me, Arson?
We gotta have some bite, you know? I mean, So far in the story, you know, aside from Grimm getting arrested and the two Cheese Cult members, you know, getting arrested as well, and the small rift between the Cheese Whizzes and the Ritz Crackers before, you know, the union happened, there hasn't really been anything not going our way, so I think it's about time. And how more appropriate than to start with you? The man who bought this man onto the show and gave him the opportunity to steal from all of us.
Yep.
And so now he's here. Now he's in the story. He's bought the apparatus room. You work under him. And his first order of business is to dampen the effectiveness and the charm that has made all of your unique food menu items great. So all your favorite selection of, you know, gummies to put on the spread, that is now reduced to the cheapest, most vile gummy bears you can buy on the market.
No, not the sugar-free ones.
Some have even said that he has bought some sugar-free ones because there have been complaints of the toilet kind.
Yep, Harbor or whatever.
You know, the DLT, oh goodness, the DLT was butchered terribly, terribly so.
He switched it to plant-based bacon.
No fat. Yeah, it has no fat, no juiciness. It's terrible. It's ruined. And you can't do or say anything about it lest you be fired. And although that is very tempting and very much in your hands, you got to realize that you are the head chef and the only breadwinner. You are the big man. Dude, you have a reputation to uphold, but also at the same time, it's doomed if you do, doomed if you don't. Because one, you're under Joe now, and two, your food menu items are being ruined, which are also you're ruining your reputation, just absolutely tarnished. So you know that's terrible. It's absolutely awful. Don't know what you're gonna do next, but that's exactly what has happened now. But you know, with that being said, we move back. Really quickly, for the final round, I believe, I don't know what our runtime is right now, but I believe our final round.
I'm actually letting this slide a little bit more because, you know, it's actually pretty good. So, I mean, they're always good. So, but
are we going to beat the longest running episode that we had? I don't know.
No, we're just coming up on an hour. So if we do one more round, it's not going to hurt it too bad. So,
all right. But going back to Zombie, you know, you have. You know,
love you too, Chad.
You're in the union. You know, it's all good. Yeah. Things are pretty smooth sailing for the Cheese Whizzes and the Ritz Crackers. You got the guy who just got out. You know, under your wing. You know, he's ready to do whatever you need under your guidance. You know, to spread the word and get more recruits for when you know, good old Phenom comes out and, you know, the head man can finally make his own moves. But as for now, what is your plan for the future?
I'm going to have Ocean, and I'm going to help out, you know, kind of show him the ropes. You know, kind of show him what we do here at the newly formed, you know, CCI. And, you know, kind of get him, you know, up to speed and stuff like that, and really make him feel welcome at home. However, I haven't forgotten about Grimm. You know, wasting away in the prison. So, I'd say that we decide to make the Quilt Mob, the Quilt Mafia, the enforcement arm, the enforcers of CCI. Because even crackers need packaging.
That's a great slogan.
So how long did it take you to think of that? And I knew that was coming because, you know, just think of it as my, you know, forethought, you know?
So how long? Not very long. I was like, you know, what does a cult need? I mean, yes, they got the message, but they also need enforcers, people they send out to, you know, quilt them. You know, make a quilt out of them. You know, we don't, you know, cement shoes, that's so last century, you know. It's like, quilt them.
Quilt them.
Quilt them, boys.
So, that's what I would approach Grim about. It's like, hey, let's bring you in to the fold.
All right. So, Zombie visits you in prison. You know, and he's in talks with you about, you know, finally getting this going, you know, getting the quilt mob started, you know, getting the enforcing going, and, you know, that response is up to you.
I think about the proposition, and, you know, I humbly agree to be the chief enforcer to such a powerful, almost nation-starting cult. You know, I mean, this is growing like wildfire. You know, someone needs to be the general. Someone needs to command the armies.
Interesting. All right, well, there we go, getting that kick started. You know, we're getting the ball rolling, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to deduct two members. Actually, no, not two. Just one member. One member has unironically been cheesed. And we lost one in the line of duty while out there, you know, just doing his thing, you know, in the name of cheese. He was unfortunately crushed by a piano. snipped in the bud while he was approaching you know, allegedly a lead, you know. He was going on a lead about someone being interested in joining, like a normal person, not just a homeless, a normal civilian was interested in talks of getting into the cheese cult, and that would have been the start of a terrific foothold if it were true. For you see, it was a trap. Sprung by who? We don't know. But, unfortunately, a cheese slice was lost today.
He was sliced too soon.
Yep.
We know who it was.
He struck his final chord. But, yeah, you know, he was unfortunately crushed, and that was it. We lost a member. News eventually reached the cheese cult. We all mourn. Well, most of everybody mourns. I you can't tell if I'm mourning. I'm still kind of sitting there with the longest stare. I haven't blinked this entire time we've set up in this warehouse or even started. Like I've looked exactly like that, like ever since I got off the plane. Like you guys had to physically carry me around. But yeah, you know, we mourn the loss of one of our own, and you know that unfortunately is what happened. But you know, going back to Grimm in the prison, you know, you are now the enforcer. You are now the enforcer for CCI, and you know, this is you got some brand new responsibilities now that you're in the prison. You know, of course you have Phenom in there, you know, the Ritz, but you know, you kind of got to do some of the legwork as well, you know. It's quite a lot of members to keep in check. It's quite a lot of rapscallions that want nothing to do with either of you that you know, you need to keep an eye out for. And you know, what's your duty? What's your plan? What's your, you know, you're gonna try and maybe get good with the officers, or you know, what's your plan of attack?
So I'm gonna try a mix of different things. You know, I'm gonna try and negotiate peace with the people that want nothing to do with us. I'm gonna be like, look. Not saying you guys have to join the cults at all, but there is a third option. There is a mob, if you might be interested. You know, just trying to give them more options. But you know, hey, if they're just not interested, no worries. Not gonna force anything on them. With the officers, you know, I'll get nice and chummy with them too. You know, keep suspicions low.
Okay.
Hold on, Grimm, check your message.
He got a cake in the mail.
Just saying, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Not the cake. what do you say about that? But you know,
I don't know. I think we'll have to keep that one for next time.
Okay.
This is an overarching story.
Yes. I feel like we should do these always live on Twitch.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
We started a new thing now. Like.
But all right, that's your thing then, trying to play peacemaker, you know? Okay, well, you try and smooth things over with some of the gentlemen, you know, in there that want just nothing. They think it's just a bout of madness that you're all dipping in, but... You know, you go up to them, you try and explain things, and you know, you do get some of their attention. It's not all bad, you know. But you know, as you know, most things go, others are firm by their beliefs, and you know, they just, you're really pushing them to the edge. And now that you've tried to, you know, go and try and smooth things over and explain the situation. One of them just goes up to you and bam, punches you right in the face. Just a wild haymaker, sends you stumbling backwards, crashing into a wall, you know, a table, a desk. I don't know, maybe just knock you on your bum right on the floor. Either which way, the punch was thrown. And, you know, one of the cheese whizzes, you know, one of the two cheese whizzes members that got arrested, caught wind, like, just saw it right there, bam, just happened, and without even missing a beat, flies towards them, springboard dives, basically, right on top of the inmate, and just, more or less, just what happened, an absolute slugfest, you know, they're trading blows, you're just, you know, standing there, watching in absolute horror, as, you know, it's basically a domino effect, they land into another inmate that wants nothing to do with it. And then they land into a Ritz cracker member, and then sooner or later, just a full on prison riot. Just like, you know, people being flung, is, you know, punches being thrown. You know, I think someone's like just mooning the police officers for some reason that are trying to de-escalate the situation. You know, Phenom the Ritz, you know, is trying his best to, like, you know, keep his boys safe. beat up as many of the bad guys as he can, you know, at this point. Yeah, that's what the Cheese Whiz and the Ritz Crackers view them as. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just absolute chaos. Eventually things have settled down. But man, the officers are really not happy about having to do more than the minimum required amount to, you know, run the place. So, it is with a heavy heart that, you know, they have to go to, I forgot what the company, OCP! They have to go to the OCP and, you know, basically more or less just overkill it by installing some ED-209s. So now you got these Herculean robots just at a moment's notice. They didn't really ever even care about the safety protocols about it, you know. Yeah, they replaced the high-penetrating bullets, or at this point, they're freaking 50 rounds. I don't know. Those things blow you apart.
The 50 calibers?
Yeah, 50 calibers, but I don't know. Maybe in terms of, like, the ED-209s. I mean, those cannons are humongous. They might use some freaking ginormous shells. But, you know, they replaced them with beanie bags. Not that that would really do anything, considering that, you know, the rate at which they fling that, you know, it's... not that gracious. That still hurts. And considering it's being launched out of a killer robot, it's probably going to kill you if it hits the right place. But hey, you know, who cares? But, you know, while you did, after the storm is settled, while you did manage to, you know, convince some of the bad guys to, you know, more or less, you know, calm down, maybe some of them even joined your cause. Others are just like, you know what, man, I don't care. You know, you're all right, but I respectfully want nothing to do with this. And then, of course, there's still the inmates that absolutely despise all of you now. You know, Mr. Phenom Ritz, you know, he has your back now. He's going to make sure that, you know, you're you know, more or less well watched over, because that unfortunate cheese member that, you know, threw the first punch, or, well, you know, through the retaliation punch, mm-hmm. has unfortunately, tragically lost his life. You know, he got thrown and, you know, curb stomped by, like, a mob of bad guys, and unfortunately his life was taken. So, unfortunately, that's another Cheese Cult member away. Unfortunately, but, you know, I didn't have to take a number off because, well, they were already lost.
True.
But, you know, the members that I have are active members, you know, and while he was active, he was in the clink, so it wasn't necessarily pure, like, 100% active, just in the prison active. But yeah, you know, you got all that, and unfortunately now you have these hulking robots just now watching, like, every perimeter now, ready to just blast a beanie bag at a pesky inmate at any moment's notice, so you better watch yourself, mister, because they're watching. And honestly, if an officer really wants to, they can just, you know, flub around with the programming and they can just shoot you for fun. Because, you know, this is Detroit. Again, I must stress, I can't stress this enough. As I stated in the last episode, we are in Detroit. terrible things happen here. But yeah, you know, that's where your current situation is. And now we're back to Phoenix. You know, your life is now currently on the brink, because Joe has made his grand reappearance.
Yes.
He snatched the apparatus room from your hands, and, you know, now you're just kind of left with your thoughts, and, well, that's up to you now.
And I have many thoughts, but first I want to say, if we can pull off what we were talking about, Grim, I feel like that we could be able to switch out the beanie bags and to canned cheese into those humongous freaking robots, which would be really cool. Second of all, I vote that we, from now on, because he is the head of security, we now dub dub Grim Machismo.
Machismo?
Yes, that's his title, Machismo. It's a good one. Nice. It's a good one, right? Look, hey, zombie's nodding like, yeah. So I just had that thought in my head.
All right. I'll mark that down on the notes.
So, but what I really want to talk about is I go to Zombie and I tell him about what just happened and what occurred. And I told him, we need to take care of Joe. Like, let's
quilt him.
Let's quilt him. We'll be the quilted quicker picker upper. We'll put a bounty on him.
Really? You're going to try and kill the antagonist right off the bat?
No.
You can't just do something like that. You got to torture him first.
Yes, like not let him have his, puff pass.
Oh, what I'm thinking is you work for him, right?
Yes.
Ruin his image.
Interesting. It's going to be hard with him being the Wishmaster. Hold on. Is he the Wishmaster in this? Because you've called him that, but please say no, because that's going to make it a lot more difficult.
I'm not at liability to say.
Oh my gosh. Really? Okay. Anyways, back to
you. That can be his title, sure, but.
Yeah.
You know.
So he's making you alter your thing, your recipes, right?
Yes.
Well, you let it slide. And when the feedback starts coming in, anonymously, there's a WikiLeak. The memo goes out where he told you to do it. Maybe someone from CCI happens to let it slip. You know, the dishwasher was a member of CCI and he got a hold of the memo and let it slip before he quit. Hypothetically, these things happen.
Yeah.
We slowly chip away at his reputation.
So I'll say that I did get the memo and I hung it up publicly on the board in the kitchen. So if there was a memo, which I'm sure there was, it was written. And I literally made copies of it and put one of them up just in case, one goes missing. So, I follow Zombie's idea because, this is our conversation. So it's like, I take to heart what he said, and we really need to snuff him out in any way possible, discredit him or whatever. So because everybody's seen how my dishes were, the reaction to it was, and then all of a sudden this happens. So we're going to fight back. And that's what I did. Since I am the head chef, I do the hiring, right?
Of course. I mean, of course, now that Joe is, constantly, he's got you under a microscope. Of course, he's also going to, have a bit of a sway as to who you let in and out of the apparatus room.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure beforehand, before all that, like in last session, I said something about I can offer some people some jobs. I can't remember if I said that or not. I don't remember, so I guess I can't go off of that. However, I will say this, that I work with Zombie to find the perfect candidate to become the Patsy or whatever, whether work with somebody that was already hired prior to that and then bring, that's what I'm going to do. I am going to attempt to bring one or two people into CCI. People that I know that are loyal to me, since they saw my rise and everything else. And, that's what I'm going to attempt to do. And then I'll meet with Zombie and, tell us, gracious foreman, how does that pan out for me?
So, the memo, the plan, I'd say, Joe isn't as perceptive as you thought he would have been. Whether he did this intentionally or not, who knows? But, what a coincidence that the second that this Wishmaster shows up and then all the menu items are rubbish. Because quite literally, I'm pretty sure one of them tastes like rubber.
Yeah.
I'd say the word spreads relatively quickly. I mean, it's not every day that you go to your favorite restaurant because, you know, the food is so delectable. And then at a moment's notice, it's just terrible. That doesn't just happen. That comes from up top, and it can't possibly be the big man. That's impossible. He would never do this to us. Not unless there was something happening behind the scenes. Maybe the owner is cheap, or maybe he doesn't care. He's a scum. He's scum, and you know that whole thing happens. I'd say, in terms of like that, you're relatively successful. I mean, sure, you still lost some customers, which is just going to be the unfortunate truth. Some people are just too blind to see the facts. But, you know, I wouldn't say your reputation is in shambles. At least, you know, as it stands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's good and all. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, Joe is probably crying. Maybe, who knows? The Wishmaster didn't think that you were all bark and no bite. But, you know, as you come back to the warehouse, you know, you live in your apartment still, you know, but you're coming back to the warehouse for a celebration. You know, Grim is there in spirit.
Right.
You come back to celebrate, you know, have a lukewarm beer, or, you know, because I don't know if we even have a running fridge or anything like that, but, you know, you come back, you know, pop a cold one or a warm one, who knows. And, you know, well, in the,
we keep before course. You even
get to the, before you get to the middle of celebrating, you look to the middle of the room and unfortunately notice that the foreman is missing. No longer is he sitting upon his chair, blankly staring, sometimes narrating. He is nowhere to be found. And, well, that's it. I got nothing else in me right now. We blew through so much so fast, and then, like, the whole Ritz Cracker arc came out of nowhere.
That was awesome, though.
And surprisingly, I could work with that. That was very good to work with. Thank you. Thank you, Chad, for that. yeah, you know, I mean, unless you want to do one more, I feel like that's an appropriate place to leave it on a cliffhanger.
I think that's a pretty good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yep. The foreman is missing. Grim is caught between a rock and a metal place. You are currently in the stages of trying to ruin Joe's life, for the most part. And, you know, Zombie's still holding strong, firm. CCI has a bright future ahead of it. And, well, you know, that's it. That's our show for now. I don't know what our runtime is. I've completely lost track of time while we were doing
this. Hour 23, so... on that note, guys, I appreciate, anybody that's listened to this long. Thank you so much for being here. As always, if you are interested in From the Ashes podcast, we have a actual working link, that every link clicks and everything goes right to the spot that it needs to go to. So if you want to get on the Apple podcast, click on Apple, you go there. So it's really nice. But if you need any of that information, the link to that will be in the description. And I want to thank Zombie, Grim, and especially Arson, for not only being here today, but has been here for pretty much the whole, pup-a-thon stream for my dog. Again, we are doing this live, and I want to thank the chat for putting up with our shenanigans. And if you guys like this, let us know. We actually can do more live podcasts in the future, but it's not going to just be willy-nilly. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be special occasions. much like the at the movies, we'll do it when we do something like this. So it's more like come together stuff, not when it's just the three of us doing it at one time. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This was a lot of fun, actually, getting the audience's input on things and
yeah. Oh, there are so many changes that were made because of the audience, and I like it. Like, everybody played in on that, and Shorty was part of that. So Shorty and Chad, you know, and I really enjoyed that. So, but that being said, we are done. And again, thanks to everybody, and we will see you next week. See you guys
later.
No.